so the body relaxed and invoke the inner friend to give your mind some positive space to relax in. Let's just give the mind and body a few minutes to simply be, to just relax, to feel non-threatened, to feel safe, non-judged, to feel accepted, respected. Feel recognized as a good person, to be given the benefit of the doubt. Let yourself bring to mind all of the people in your life, those that are closer and those that are more distant. One by one, see if, as you go through all of the people that make up your life, if each one you can wish them well, if you can be happy for their happiness. If you can feel a loving freedom toward them. And when you get to a person that you can't do that with, then stop there for the moment. And look inside yourself to see what is really hurting you in reference to that person. And see if you can imagine how you would like that relationship to be. Even if it's not a possibility, you can still imagine what it is that you would need. To feel free and loving in that relationship. Often we think we should do it the other way around, but I find that if you, for first comfort the person inside that's hurting. It makes you more available for being positive toward the other person. So just spend a few moments now going through all of the people and stopping at the ones that are causing pain and paying some attention to your own pain and hurt there. And imagining what it is you would really like, how you would love that relationship to be. As you do this, notice if there's anything common in what it is you would want from the people that you don't feel as open or free with. Is there something common? That if they were able to give that to you, you would feel the warmth. one common feeling that is often there when we don't feel like we can wish another person well, or we don't feel loving toward them. It's often a feeling that we ourselves don't feel loved by them, respected, they don't respect us, they don't love us, I'm not their friend. And if that love and respect and liking, that care were there, then I'd have no problem with that person. I could tolerate whatever shortcomings they might have. Want to help, not criticize. Because they loved me and respect me and care for me, I'm important to them. And these are the feelings that a saintly person, when you're in the presence of a saintly person, how you feel, this is what's evoked. This person really cares for me, respects me, loves me, I'm important to this person. This person wants to help. That's the feeling you get inside. I always think of Swamiji evoking these feelings in so many people. It's a wonderful sadhana to work with yourself internally. To release yourself from those feelings of hurt. That cause you to feel estranged or isolated. From someone.